cattle futures held on to most of the previous session gains on Thursday. The first signs of softening consumer confidence are apparent in most markets, say Rabobank analysts. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of June. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Thursday, retaining most of the previous session's strong gains, supported by higher cash fed cattle prices and aggressive fed cattle slaughter. Feeder cattle futures closed 12 and 38 cents higher in the front two contracts, and then an average of 45 cents lower. Live cattle futures closed mixed, from 33 cents lower to 28 cents higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to mostly inactive on very light demand through Thursday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are a dollar higher in the Texas Panhandle at $136 a hundredweight, $3 higher in Nebraska at $142 to $143, and $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $142 to $143. Dress prices are $3 to $4 higher at $225 to $226. Choice box beef cutout value was 64 cents lower through Thursday afternoon at $271.10 a hundredweight. Select was 20 cents higher at $249.61. Corn futures closed narrowly mixed, mostly a penny lower to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 11 to 29 cents higher through Jan of 23, and then mainly 1 to 3 cents higher. I had results from just two trendable Thursday auctions available at press time. Feeder steers weighing 800 to 1,000 pounds sold $3 to $7 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there were 2,151 head. However, steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold $6 to $7 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 850 traded steady to $2 higher and then $10 higher at 850 to 950 pounds. And at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers sold $3 to $7 higher and feeder heifers sold $6 to $9 higher. Steer calves sold $9 to $13 higher, and heifer calves sold $7 to $10 higher. There are 2,023 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Thursday, with selling pressure late in the session. Some of it could have stemmed from positioning ahead of Friday's consumer price index. Also, initial unemployment insurance claims rose by 27,000 last week, more than the trade expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 683 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 98 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 332 points. Rabobank just released its Global Beef Quarterly for the second quarter. I'll share three diverse highlights here. Looking at beef and meat demand, Rabobank analysts say the first signs of softening consumer confidence are apparent in most markets, with wholesale prices for beef coming under pressure even though production costs are higher. Next, Rabobank analysts say lockdowns in China and biosecurity risks in Indonesia pose notable implications for trade. They explain lockdowns of major Chinese cities are further constraining beef demand and restricting food service sales. As for Indonesia, they say official reports of lumpy skin disease in early March and foot and mouth disease in late April have placed authorities and trading nations, particularly Australia and New Zealand, on high alert. Finally, Rabobank analysts note the increased societal focus on carbon over the past couple of years, with numerous companies, industries, and governments making commitments around the reduction of greenhouse gases. They explain most major meat processing companies around the world have a statement on the environment and a commitment to reduce emissions by a specified time frame. Likewise, for major food retail and food service companies. Until now, Rabobank analysts say most commitments have not necessarily changed what consumers see, but that's starting to change as the first climate-neutral products come to market. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.